Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yes, I've got something on my bill I'm not familiar with, and I want you to tell me why I'm paying $49.89 to you.
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
32034.
And can you state your name?
Mantel. Sydney Mantel. M-A-N-T-E-L-L.
And can you verify your address?
1549 Plantation Oaks Lane, Fernandina Beach, Florida.
And do you recall on February the 14th paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a vacuum, iPad, or tablet?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you recall paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a vacuum, a iPad, or tablet?
Say the last words, a vacuum?
iPad or tablet.
I'm sorry, I'm elderly, I don't understand. Say it again, please.
A vacuum, a iPad, a tablet.
An iPad counts vacuum?
Pardon me?
Is it an iCase vacuum?
I said a iPad.
iPad. No, we don't.
Tablet.
No.
You don't recall paying $1 or $2 for any of those products?
$1 or $2 for some models. iPad. An iPad.
A tablet or a vacuum.
A tablet or
an iPad
or a vacuum. I don't know what he's talking about. Can you counsel it?
You don't recall making that purchase, ma'am?
No.
Is there anyone else in the household who could have possibly made that purchase?
We haven't had any of it.
You're not loud enough for me to hear. Could you speak up a little bit?
Is there anyone else in that household who could have possibly made that purchase?
No. Just my husband and I.
One moment. One moment. And we do take fraud very seriously, so what I can do for you is get you transferred over to our fraud department.
All right, thank you. Getting transferred to another department.